Good evening all, it's April the 3rd, it's been a while since I recorded. Turned out I wasn't very happy with the background noise when trying to record a boo on the way to work, and I haven't really found a way to integrate booing into the routine of having moved to Worcester with the company. However, that's all changed, or is in the process of changing at least. Those of you who follow me on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere like that will already know this, but I've started my own business. I have my own company. It's called 19 Feet. The reasoning behind it is very boring and I'm not going to bother repeating it here, but 19 Feet Limited is my company. It's concentrating on web development and training and consultancy. I have some contracts lined up already, and I'm quite excited about it all. I gave notice a week or so ago now, something like that, and it's taken a while for my boss to sort out his plans for the future before telling my colleagues at work, but that happened today, so now I've informed the world. Yeah, exciting. Banking has proved interesting. I've got an accountant that's working quite well. They've created the company for me, told me to get a bank account so we could do the VAT stuff. And that's where it all sort of bogged down and got very slow. So again, the company was quick. Doing the banking is proven really, really slow. Turns out that when the company was registered on Companies House, it's been registered in the name of Rob Allen. But my identification, like my passport, etc., say Robert Allen. And it turns out that the bank can't cope with three letters difference. So we had to change the name on Companies House. Then the bank finally admitted that I might possibly be the same person, and so have actually managed to send me the paperwork, which arrived today. I signed it and have put it back in the post. So you never know, I might get a bank account by next week. It seems so much easier on personal accounts. Business accounts seem more complicated. I don't know why. It's just an account. I get some free banking. They want to charge me. But I'm a startup, so they don't want to charge me because they want my business. So that's all weird. So we'll see what happens in 2 years' time when the free banking period finishes, and then I'll decide whether I stick with them or not. So yeah, that's my news. Other than that, everything is going fine and dandy here. We're having fun. I'm looking forward to the future. And I'm going to go out to a pub to have a meal and celebrate.